window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the trees. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year's dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
It's great to have Debbie Duncan in the house. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And good morning to those that are live streaming with us today. We're glad that you've decided to join us. You know, when I sit here on Sunday morning and I watch you coming in and you're greeting each other and you're smiling with each other, you're doing so much more than that. You're really just beholding the divinity, beholding that Christ presence in each other. And that thrills my heart to see here. See, I have the best chair in the house, you know, so it's like, great. So just keep it up, preferably not in the middle of the service unless it's appropriate at that time. Okay, the beautiful flowers today are in honor of Sharon Helpless' birthday. You too can give flowers, and they're just beautiful. I want to call your attention to the featured two inserts in your bulletin. One is about faith. It has affirmations of faith, and Reverend Jeanette will refer to that in her talk. But the other is an insert that highlights the activities that are taking place here in Unity Minneapolis. Notice that one on one side is just all the activities listed. I've had so many of you say, I take that Reverend Pat and put it on my refrigerator, but put it somewhere that you can that you know about it so you can take advantage of all these services during this holiday time. Then if you'll flip that over, you'll see that Monday night is our annual remembrance service. This is December the 7th at 7 p.m. I know that this can be a very challenging time for many of us, especially those of us that have lost loved ones that have meant so much to us. And this year, our community has had several people to transition. It seems like there's been more than usual this year. We will remember those individuals here that night. And also, we invite you to bring a loved one, a picture of a loved one, or come and light a candle for a loved one that has made their transition as well. It's a time of getting together and singing and supporting each other, loving each other, lighting candles, and sharing pictures. We speak the name aloud. I can assure you that this will be a time of blessing and perhaps a time of healing for you as well. Look at the bottom of that insert. It's called In a Family Way. Come and join this amazing play. I love their enthusiasm that I have felt here in the church when they've been practicing. I am so grateful that we love and adore our families here, and this is truly a family event. Tickets are on sale today. There are indeed other events happening this week. Our healing and wellness service is Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. If you've not experienced that, the healing energy in the room, you could cut it with a knife, as my mother would say. It's just a beautiful energy. And then tomorrow night, Thomas Mayello begins the Advent process. It's a class of our Advent, the journeys to Bethlehem. And then, of course, Thursday morning at 9 a.m., there's a group of us that gets together and listens to Joel Goldsmith, Infinite Way. Come and be a part of that. We listen, then we discuss, and we also meditate on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Don't forget the holiday giving tree in the garden court. Our gifts this year support PRISM. I want to do a special shout out this morning for our decor team, this beautiful decor here, this wonderful job here. They spent their time after Thanksgiving right here making it beautiful for us as well. Patty Shevick, our chair of our nominating committee, has an announcement this morning. Patty, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So as many of you know, we are going to have three opportunities that will be coming up in February of 2016 to serve on our Board of Trustees. So I know that's a couple months away, but we are looking for applications by mid-December. So we're talking to people right now. If you've ever thought of doing this or have questions about it for now or for the future, we do have an information session on December 9th. That's a Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. And that's an opportunity to talk to myself, current board members, Reverend Pat. We have a packet of information for you at that time. If you can't make it to that meeting, feel free to talk to me after the service today or talk to Reverend Pat or any current board member. And so this morning I'd like to introduce Jim Knepp, who is our current treasurer, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what being on the board means to him. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
When it comes to being in service to others, I enjoy many things. Things like organizing, planning, teaching, even occasional public speaking. I know you have your own joys when you're in service as well. When it comes to being in service to others, I think I have some talent around communicating, leading. I know you have talent as well. I'm truly spiritually fed here by Reverend Pat, the music, many of our programs, all of you. And it was actually 1 year ago when I made the decision to run for the board. And so by doing that, I'm committing maybe a couple hours a week to Unity. And I did that because I wanted to give back. I really felt a need to give back. And now, 1 year later, I'm here in front of all of you as a board member. And yes, I am giving back, but I'm also receiving back as well. In following our Unity principles, much like our offertory prayer that states, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive and all that I am. So I'm receiving multiple gifts, such as gaining experience, meeting new people, making new friends, facing a couple challenges every once in a while, but that's okay. And for me, I think all of that is worth my time. So like Patty said, I hope that each of you or some of you or many of you will consider running for the board. We have three positions open, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim Knapp. We appreciate your service on the board. Very much so. Again, I want to welcome you, and I certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us today as well. This is a great opportunity if you have a smartphone, if it's still smart, by all means, check in and let people know where you are and let them know that they too are welcome here at Unity Minneapolis. And then silence your phone and give yourself the gift of this hour together and those around you the gift as well. How you doing this morning?
Great.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Let's pray together. Let's begin our time together just by centering ourselves again in this one presence, in this one power, God the good. We feel that presence moving in and through us today as peace. Peace within our hearts. And we truly give thanks for this spiritual law as within without. And today we hold our community, our city, and the world. We affirm and we give thanks that peace is present regardless of appearances. And for that, we are indeed grateful. So it is with great joy and gratitude on this first Sunday of Advent that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Notice in your bulletin that we have listed our core values, our mission, vision, and the affirmation for today's service. Last weekend, many of you participated on Friday night and then on Saturday all day as we revisited our vision and our mission. And then on Sunday, those of you that were present, you were given the opportunity to weigh in on that vision and mission statement. 261 people responded to that. And out of that, 241 says, go for it. This is fabulous. So on Monday night, November the 23rd, your Board of Trustees approved the new vision and vision and value statement. So we're going to begin for the first Sunday affirming that together as a congregation. Our core values together: loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, joy, prosperous. Our vision statement together: centered in spirit. We celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And our new mission statement, together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous, spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. And today's affirmation for today's lesson, together, my hope is renewed. I rejoice that I have the undying flame of spirit within me that keeps me keeping on. Inviting the Unduty Unity Prayer Chaplains to please stand. Look around the room here. They are here and they have stepped into service today. They're here to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. It will be a blessing to them and indeed a blessing to you. Thank you, and you may be seated. Today we begin Advent. The 4 weeks preceding Christmas is referred to as Advent. Advent means the coming. In many faith traditions, this dark time of winter is celebrated with a season of light. So today Advent begins. We now start a four-week journey to Christmas. The four lights on the Advent wreath represent each Sunday before we celebrate the birth of Jesus, an event that is symbolic of spiritual new birth in each of us. The wreath is round, symbolizing completeness without beginning and without end. The Christ candle, which stands watch, represents the Spirit of God within each and every one of us. So this first Sunday of Advent represents hope and is symbolized by the candles themselves. We light a candle in hope, the hope that the candle will transform the darkness so that we may know that which represents spiritual light is not only possible within us, but is also possible within for the world. It is our belief that hope is the first necessary step to move us out of our experience of darkness and prepares us for the birth of spirituality within ourselves. And I'm going to invite Greg Peterson and Billy Cutterly to please come forth and light the candle of hope. Thank you. My friends, today millions of people around the world will light the first candle of Advent. It is the beginning of a journey. The first people to know about Jesus were the wise men. A star was revealed to them and led them out of the east, clear across the desert, to arrive, according to Christmas traditions, on the 12th night after Christmas. Wise men are like good ideas in us. The good ideas we have are never lost. The good ideas travels from within each of us and brings us rich gifts, answers, and answers to our prayers. Today, we celebrate the beginning of the Advent journey. We celebrate hope, which moves into faith. My friends, let us stand together and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is indeed a positive path for spiritual living. We do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here as a congregation each and every Sunday morning is to welcome and acknowledge our guest, reminding ourselves that we were all guests at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first, second, or third time, we want to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, calling all courage out there. Raise your hand as I raise my hand. Courage, courage, courage. We got courage out here. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet That packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a welcoming CD in that packet, and also there's a pink card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into the book desk, then we have a very special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. And this morning, we also welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time. Let's appreciate these wonderful guests, okay? Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do it right now. So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service in Friendship Hall. Let's remain seated for our next hymn, The First Noel.
Yeah. now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is release. I make room in my world for new good to appear, to experience greater peace and prosperity. I make a habit of releasing unwanted and unneeded belongings. By letting go of what no longer serves me, I make room for new good to appear. Release makes my world more spacious. It opens the way for the free circulation of God's infinite supply. Letting go need not be painful. I am free to keep useful, artistic, or sentimental items and release whatever has fulfilled its purpose. Donating, recycling, or selling unneeded possessions can also create breathing space in my home. No matter where I begin, I ask for divine guidance. I then joyously set into motion the cleansing power of release. And scripture tells us in Luke 12:15, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. The word for today is release.
So I invite you to join me in meditation. And if you've not done so, I invite you just to gently close your eyes, closing out the outside world. And as you take another deep breath, begin to bring your attention inward. Inward to that place that you and you alone can go to meet the Christ of your being. This morning we remember the word for the day, release. And we release all thoughts. We release anything that stands in the way of that Christ presence. This morning, I invite you to allow these words to be your words today. I prepare the way for the rebirth of the Christ in my life. I prepare the way for the rebirth of the Christ in my life. This first day of Advent, I turn within, aligning my mind, heart, and spirit with this holy season of Christmas. Grateful for the joy of past experiences of Christmas and the serenity of releasing any sadness or regrets, I give my complete attention to the Christ nature within me and to that Christ nature within all people. I prepare the way for the rebirth of the Christ in my life. Let us take another deep breath together and rest in the stillness and rest in the silence. This Advent season, I prepare the way for the rebirth, for the remembrance of the Christ in my life. And this morning, we pray with those that have requested our prayers, represented by our prayer box, represented by the cards and the letters that we have received, the electronic mail that we have received this week. We hold each and every prayer request in a consciousness of love, a consciousness of prayer, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. I prepare the way for the rebirth of the Christ in my life. Let us take another deep breath together and begin to return to this time and this place, knowing and giving thanks that we have truly been in the kingdom of spirit. We say thank you God, and so it is. Amen.
That's when I think of
when I had none at all. Then I fall asleep, counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads. Then one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. Then you'll fall asleep, counting your blessings. Think about a nursery and I picture curly heads. Then one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. Then you fall asleep, counting your blessings.
Like Reverend Pat mentioned, there is another insert in your bulletin, and it's a list of affirmations that I thought you might enjoy after you leave the service or, you know, any time this week or during this Advent season. It's from Charles Fillmore's book, Christian Healing, just some of his good affirmations. So praise God. I hope you enjoy it. So this first week of Advent at Unity Minneapolis, we are celebrating faith. Advent is a time of expectation and preparation of the awareness of the Christ potential within every one of us. And the metaphysical interpretation of Advent is a time for increasing our capacity to experience the divine or Christ within each and every one of us. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yeah, amen. So I want to look at some definitions of faith, and then I want to see we can look at how faith is showing up in your lives. So the Bible in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And this one by Charles Fillmore in The Revealing Word, if you want to just rest into these words, the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance, spiritual assurance, the power to do the seemingly impossible, a magnetic power that draws unto us our heart's desire from the invisible spiritual substance. Faith is a deep inner knowing that that which is sought is already ours for the taking. Faith in God is the substance of existence. To have faith in God is to have the faith of God. We must have faith in God as our creator and source of all good we desire. Faith is more than a mere belief. It is the very substance of that which is believed. It works by love. Faith that cooperates with creative law. We're going to talk a lot about law today. When faith is exercised deep in the spiritual consciousness, it finds its abode and under divine law, without variation or disappointment, it brings results that appear to be seemingly miraculous. Amen to that. So we all know that Unity teaches practical Christianity. The Revealing Word defines practical Christianity as the teachings of Jesus practically applied to our daily life. Yeah. So how is faith showing up in your daily life? Do you have a positive faith-filled vision for your family, yourself, your career? Do you have a positive vision for that healing that you've been praying for? The money you need to pay the bills this month? The job we've been praying for? Or that person we've been praying to meet? Why are we here? What are we doing? Are we using our faith to manifest our good? Do you believe it can happen? Amen. So what vision are we holding for ourselves? Scripture says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, keep God first in all that we do, and all our dreams will be added. So we really don't have any set limits on our lives, except the ones we place on our lives. So if we have some things that we're hoping and praying for that aren't showing up in our lives, maybe we could look at some reminders of things we need to do to make them happen according to Scripture. Because who we are and what we're capable of, the Christ potential within every one of us, that doesn't leave any room for lack. It doesn't even imply lack. Nothing. The Christ potential. A key reminder is God or Spirit is the creative cause of all things visible. God is the sum total of all good. There is no good that we can desire in our lives at its center that is not God. That is very comforting and strengthening for me. God is the substance of all good, the real thing. Within every visible form is God. One of the unfailing truths in the universe is there is already provided a lavish abundance for every human desire. Well, what does that leave out? Woo-hoo. Yeah. In other words, the supply of every good always awaits the demand. And another truth is the demand must be made before the supply can come forth to fill it. And recognizing these two statements of truth, big T, and to affirm them are the whole secret to understanding faith based on principle. And principle, we know, is God. Now, let's follow up with two more statements of truth. With definition of faith, again, according to Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The Bible has promised us this. And if you don't buy into the Bible's word, how about the fact that science has proven the power of mind? Yeah. If we see things in mind where they must be seen first before they can manifest, it follows after the idea in mind. We have created our manifestation through the power of our mind. Eric Butterworth says, if you can see it, you can be it. Law of Attraction says it. Same thing. David Hawkins says it in Power versus Force. So if you can't buy faith via the Bible and God's promises, how about quantum physics? I tell you, there is no room for doubt. How about the power of mind, our mind, the one mind, divine mind? That is our truth, not lack, limitation, doubt, or fear, or loneliness, nothing. No lack-based thinking, no room. So, frankly, I have to say that covers everything for me. With my love of the Bible and God's word, and I, like Charles Fillmore, like the scientific proof to just get rid of any doubt, this is just the best. We've got it all covered. Jesus said these same truths, the unchangeable truth, that in the unseen, the supply of every want awaits demand. When he said, ask and ye shall receive. Amen. In John chapter 16, verse 24. He was simply stating an unalterable truth. Jesus knew the instant we ask or desire, for asking is desire expressed, we touch a secret spring which starts on its way toward us the good that we want. Jesus knew there need not be any coaxing or pleading. Our asking is simply complying with an unfailing law. I told you we're going to talk about some laws today. That is bound to work. There's no escape from it. Asking and receiving are two ends of the same thing. We cannot have one without the other. A beautiful quote by Emily Cady, and also a shameless plug for my January class, is, desire in the heart is always God tapping at the door of your consciousness with the infinite supply, a supply that is forever useless unless there is a demand for it. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Yeah. The prophet said in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, before they call, I will answer. Before we are ever conscious of any lack, desire, or we desire for more happiness or fullness of joy, the great Father, Mother, heart has desired them for us. It is spirit within us desiring them that we feel. With God, the desire to give and giving are one and the same thing. Desire for anything is the thing itself in incipiency. The thing you desire is not only for you, but has already been started toward you out of the heart of God. It is the first approach of the thing itself striking you that makes you desire it or even think of it at all. Amen. The only way God has of letting us know the infinite supply and the desire to make it ours is when Spirit pushes gently at the divine spark living within each one of us. Spirit quietly and silently pushes a little more, enlarging, so to speak, our real self. And at once, we become conscious of a new desire to be bigger, grander, stronger. If Spirit had not pushed at the center of our being first, according to Emily Cady, we would never have thought of new desires, but would have remained perfectly content as we were. We think we want better health, more love, a brighter, more cheerful home, all on our very own. But it is God pushing at the inner door of our being, saying, my child, let me in. I want to give you all good, that you may be more comfortable and happy. And this was in Isaiah chapter 65. Remember this. Desire in the heart for anything is God's sure promise sent before to indicate it's already ours in the limitless realm of supply. Whatever we want, we have for the taking. Taking is simply recognizing the law of supply and demand. I told you we talk about laws. Affirm your possession of the good we desire. Have faith in it, because we are working with divine law, and divine law cannot fail. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it, and it will be yours. Matthew chapter 11, verse 24. My brothers and sisters, all of those needs, wants, and desires of your heart, remember God the good, omnipotent, has placed those desires in there for us to ask, creating a demand. And then the supply is made visible to be given to us. How are you using your faith? Are you putting action behind your faith? Or are you limiting God with your thinking? Quakers say, move your feet. We need to take steps of faith in the right direction and accept our good and transform our minds. Knowing the law of abundant supply, another law, and the truth that supply always precedes the demand, demand simply being the call that brings forth the supply into sight. Knowing that all desire in the heart for any good is really God's desire in us and for us. So how do we obtain the fulfillment of our every desire? To that question, I would respond with Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, which reads, "Take delight in the Lord, and Spirit will give you the desire of your heart." Do you know how many times in the Bible that verse is reworded in different areas of the Bible? I think they're trying to get a message to us. Pretty sure. To give us the desires of our heart, that's just incredible. Leaves nothing out. So celebrate with me this Advent season, the Christ presence, the transformation of our consciousness to the truth of our being. Amen. In your vision for yourself, does it show the faith you have in God, in yourself, in your loved ones? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, Jesus talks about our eyes of faith. Check it out. It's a good one. So during this Advent season and every day thereafter, what kind of image of ourselves are we going to keep in front of us? I know what I'm going to try for. Advent is the time of beginnings, transformation to that higher place in consciousness, the Christ consciousness. Oops. I've done that one other time. Woo! Are we seeing our lives filled with potential and not lack or fear? God wants to be involved in every area of our life, every single area of our life. Because if we can do everything on our own, we're shortchanging ourselves. We're thinking too small. Don't be like the poet writes, "All the people that die with their song unsung." Beautiful. My brothers and sisters, let us use the gift of faith to do all that we are called to do with all our hopes and dreams, and honor God in the process for the gifts we've already been given and are on the way, and be the best Christ we can be. Lord, I believe. So it is. So we let it be.
I pray on Christmas Day. that the Lord will see me through. I pray on Christmas, oh, he will show me what to do. I pray on Christmas that he will help me to understand. And I pray on Christmas he'll take me by the hand. I pray on Christmas that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas, ooh, that the Lord will hear my song. I pray on Christmas that God will lead the way. And I pray on Christmas he'll get us through another day. I pray on Christmas.
I pray on Christmas.
All our problems gonna be worked out. I pray on Christmas.
I pray on
Christmas. God will show us what it's all about. I pray on Christmas. To do your will each day. And I pray on Christmas that I'll be with you in heaven someday. I pray on Christmas. I pray on Christmas. I pray on Christmas. He'll get me through another day. I pray on Christmas,
oh, sweet Jesus,
that the Lord will see me through. I pray on Christmas.
Ooh.
That he will show me what to do. I pray on Christmas,
ooh, sweet Jesus,
that he will help me to understand.
Sweet Jesus,
and I pray,
on
Christmas he'll take me by the hand. Pray on Christmas,
ooh, sweet Jesus,
that will soon
will
be here. I pray on Christmas. Don't you know that love is what we need to hear? I pray on Christmas that peace and love will lead the way. And I
pray
on Christmas he'll get me through another day. And we pray on Christmas he'll get us through another day. Said we pray on Christmas he'll get us through another day. He'll get us through another day. He said he would. He'll get us through another day. I do believe he'll get us through another day. I know he'll get us through another day. Get us through another day. Yes, he will. Get us through another day. He said he would get us through another day. I believe he'll get us through another day. Get us through another day. One more time. Get us through another day.
You can tell Debbie Duncan's in the house, can't you? Just wonderful. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Unity Band. Thank you, Reverend Jeanette. Thank you for that lesson on faith this morning. Thank you. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. If you're streaming with us today, we certainly invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis as well. So why don't we just go within for a moment and bless our gifts. I will affirm our church offertory blessing once, and then ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. So let us take a moment and just give thanks. Our hearts are just full of gratitude for so many blessings in our life. And we bless these gifts as we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. We say thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Our teacher Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you." Sometimes we ask the question, "Jesus, where is this peace?" But Jesus also said, "My peace I leave with you." But not as the world knows peace. My peace. Next week, we continue our Advent journey as we light the candle of peace. And the lesson title is Peace in the Midst of Conflict. So come and be. I think we can relate to that title this morning, don't you? I think we don't have to look far around to relate to that title this morning. Maybe not even beyond your own family. Who knows? I also just want to remind you that as you seriously and prayerfully consider your year-end giving, that we invite you to make a special gift to Unity Minneapolis over and above your normal giving so that we may continue to fulfill this fabulous mission and vision. Look at such a centered in spirit. We celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. Reverend Jeanette, we need faith, just you talked about this morning. We have it, and we also need to trust that divine presence within, knowing that with spirit, all things are possible. The world, what a vision this congregation has chosen. It's powerful. And as one of my teachers would say, if you think you can do it by yourself, you don't have a large enough vision. We have a large enough vision. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's huge. We have children out there that I love and adore, and I know who they belong to, and I know who's paying the college. So let's bring them in.
Today is a fifth Sunday, so all of our normal roster of adult volunteers have the day off, and the YOU teens lead our classroom. Can we get a round of applause for our teens? Kevin Klein is here with a special announcement.
Good morning, everybody. And happy holiday season. You know, this time of year is magic time of year, and we have lots of gifts. One of the gifts that we have this year is our Youth and Family Ministry 2015 Christmas program. Once again, the tremendous gift from Greg Peterson is that he has written and directed it. It's called In a Family Way, and it's a particularly big family affair for me and my family because we're all in it. We're all participating. So we want to see the entire Unity family there as well. It's December 12th and 13th, 7 o'clock on the 12th, 6 o'clock on the 13th. Tickets are on sale in the Garden Court now, so don't leave today without getting your ticket. It's a really short run. It's a really popular show. It's only here, the only theater in the entire world you can see the show. So we've got a cast of at least 40 wonderful members performing for you. We want to give that gift to you for Christmas, a little holiday magic, so please join us for In a Family Way. Thank you.
Kevin Klein, thank you. I could just stare at you for a few moments, but we won't do that, okay? We'll do our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is swell.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
What you wanna do?
I'm gonna wish you a Merry Christmas. With lots of presents to make you happy. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas on the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. With mistletoe and lots of cheer. With lots of laughter throughout the year. From the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Of my heart. Of my heart.
From my heart.
Of my heart. Today.